This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. John Denboer, or Dr. John as he prefers, at Smart Brain Aging, a company that has developed BrainU Online, one of the few digital prescriptions reimbursable to Medicare and shown to have a very positive effect on the quality of people's lives. Dr. John, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, how did you start your interest in studying dementia?
So my grandmother was really, really influential in raising me. She was an important figure in my life, and she went on to develop dementia as she got older. At the same time, I was studying clinical psychology and clinical neuropsychology, and I was traveling to Boston to study at the VA Boston Healthcare System and Harvard Medical School at the time. And I, at that time, my grandma started to develop an early stage dementia process. So we started working with her and wanted to get programs like ours into as many people's hands as possible, so they could not suffer the same fate that my grandma did.
And certainly understand the inspiration and motivation there, no doubt. Now, can you explain how BrainU Online works? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, BrainU Online is a system of brain exercises, digital therapy that occurs in a platform, a social platform where people can interact with each other in classrooms online. So BrainU Online is a system of essentially brain exercises that cover the domains of attention, concentration, memory, speech and language, processing speed, and mood and psychological issues, and it covers them over a variety of different domains. And so we have an online system. It's a SaaS, software as a solution based platform that people can do on online. So it's found at www.brainuonline.com.
And how convenient is that? Now, what has been the benefits to BrainU Online so far, in addition to it preventing memory loss and mitigate decline?
Yeah, so it offers a socialization platform as well. So people are able to socialize virtually on it as well. So they can interact with each other, run in each other's yearbook, virtual yearbook, send each other apples, send each other forms of encouragement, and generally interact with each other on an online basis.
Today we're visiting with Dr. John at Smart Brain Aging, a company that has developed BrainU Online, one of the few digital prescriptions reimbursable to Medicare and shown to have a very positive effect on the quality of people's lives, here on eHealth Radio's health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us if you would, Dr. John, why has BrainU Online become one of the first digital prescriptions to be covered by Medicare?
So one of the things that we do is we have a great deal of research. So we worked with the Center for Innovation Systems at Medicare a number of years ago, and they approved the use of our product as a digital therapy. So portions of the BrainU Online program are reimbursed under Medicare, and it's basically the telehealth format. So we employ a social worker at the other end of our program and via video chat, and then that social worker can work with an individual on a one-on-one basis. So the telehealth portion with the social worker is reimbursed under Medicare plans, primary Medicare. It is not, the other insurances are not, unfortunately. We're working on that at present, but other than that, the BrainU Online has a subscription basis that people can subscribe to.
Yeah, good stuff there and a great setup. Now, lastly, what do you see for the future of BrainU Online?
Right now we have about 10,000 users, so it's not a ton, it's some. We want to proliferate our online users through accountable care organizations. So we want to partner with accountable care organizations to help proliferate and help expand our online usership through those channels. So significant growth and making sure that we impact the disease of dementia as the baby boomer generation ages into that range of early stage dementia.
Well, we certainly appreciate all that you're doing in the space and for joining us here today. If you would mention your website once again, not only Brain U Online, but more information on the company Smart Brain Aging.
Yeah, there's a free 14-day trial that's found at www.brain.com. So www.brain.com.
And that's easy enough, and we'll certainly include the links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Den Boer, a pleasure to have had you with us on eHealth Radio, and thanks for all that you're doing within the dementia space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. John Den Boer at Smart Brain Aging, a company that has developed Brain U Online, one of the few digital prescriptions reimbursable to Medicare and shown to have a very positive effect on the quality of people's lives. And for further details on Smart Brain Aging, visit smartbrainaging.com. And of course, for Brain U Online, it is brainuonline.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.